Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Airbuds Podcast. This is a podcast about basketball. Isn't that funny? I am Jamel.
And there, I'm Peter.
I am Michael George Benner.
Ha ha ha, happy basketball, my jokey boys.
Ah, ha ha.
Ha ha, happy basketball. Is that our new shirt?
Isn't basketball just so funny?
I think
everything about basketball is hilarious.
I'm laughing right now.
Shooting a ball in a hoop? Yeah, as you shoot in a hoop, yeah, get out of here with that. That's dumb as fuck.
Three-point play, LOLOL.
I just laugh whenever Giannis lowers his shoulder and tackles somebody while he's driving to the rim.
I know you think that shit is funny.
I think it's funny. Awesome.
I'm home right now, and you would appreciate my brother, who you guys both know as someone who believes in things, I would say violently, probably to a fault. And sure, he hates the in-season tournament so much. He to a point where I'm just like, bro, why do you care about it this much? Like, it shouldn't actually, like, even if you hate it this much, you shouldn't care, because by hating it this much, you actually do care. I'm like, so you wouldn't, if the Cavs are in it, you would not care if they were in Vegas in the final? He's like, no, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care. And I just, first of all, I don't believe him. But second of all, like, it takes more effort to hate it than to just let it wash over you, you know?
It's true. And I feel like we got miscategorized as hating it because I tweeted something from the Airbuds account of being just like, I just don't get why it matters. And we got attacked by dozens of people who I believe Adam Silver hired to attack anyone that does not enjoy the in-season tournament.
Benner died mid-sentence.
Are you back?
Am I back?
He's back. Yes.
No, you're good. We got attacked. Listen, we get attacked all the time. I wanted to also shout out a friend of mine, Jacob, who works at Top Shot, who hit me up and he sent me a tweet from us, from the Airbuds account. Or it must have been you, Benner, who was like, I'll sell someone this video of LeBron dunking for $5.
I'm sorry.
I mean... I was like, listen, man, I don't tweet on this thing all the time, but also, like, you know, like, if you're working for Top Shot, you're probably going to catch some strays.
Okay, so that was because there was a Top Shot, like, someone in the year 2023 somehow purchased an NFT of LeBron dunking for $37,000.
Oh, my God. Dude, crypto's back, right? Isn't fucking NFTs and cryptos back right now? Kind
of. It's all a Reddit, like, psyop. It's not, like, real. But Yeah, I just quote tweeted that and put the I tore the exact same video of LeBron dunking from YouTube and just said, I have this one too. I'll sell it to anyone for $5.
Listen, I was not going to apologize for you. That's for sure. Yeah. But I did say my buddy is a troll, if nothing else. But it made me laugh a lot too. He just put like E2, Peter. And I'm like, listen, man, you probably got bigger fish to fry than the weird socialist Airbuds account on Nazi Twitter. Right. You
work for an NFT company. Like,
yeah, you're probably winning, you know? Things are probably fine for you.
You're either really rich or you're about to go out of business. But you're working.
You were laid off 9 months ago.
Yeah. This is a podcast about basketball. Some business before we get underway. Patreon.com/AirBudsPod if you want to support the Buds. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, get you access to the Discord, get you, love from us. And then you can't do that, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Give us a 5-star review. We really appreciate it.
So I was thinking about merch, as we've always been really successful with all the merch that we've done and really thoughtful. And I think it's too close to Christmas right now to do like a real good merch drop. What do you guys think about being the only comedy basketball podcast that's putting out merch for Valentine's Day?
Ooh. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all, brother.
I feel like it gives us a good window. And I mean, listen, if you are in the Discord or you're listening to this on your Mozilla Firefox browser, I'm thinking about basketball is for lovers.
I like that. We should probably cut this
because these guys, because these dudes will scoop us. Nah, these dudes will scoop us on that one. Nah,
listen, I dare someone to scoop us because also our design will be better.
That's also true.
I think, knowing that we did make a basketball, happy basketball shirt that had a Larry O'Bong trophy on it.
Yeah, come on.
Not necessarily. Maybe
it didn't connect. It didn't connect with the people.
By the way, I've got some available right here in every size at the house. You need
it. Do you have a 3X? I need a new 3X.
I just definitely probably have a new 3X. I know we only have like also three 3Xs made, but I definitely have one.
Jesus.
If anyone is listening to this and wants one of those for free, hit us up at airbudspodcast@gmail.com. I will pay for your shipping.
Is it that point in the year? If you sign up on the Patreon right now, we'll send you one of those.
Oh, sure. Anyone on the Patreon just wants one of them and didn't get one, we should probably dish those out too.
Yeah, if you're in the Patreon, hit us up, DM us on the Discord. We'll send you anything. Wait, guys, I need to show you the thing I got in person. Hold on.
Yeah, wait.
While he's doing that, I'll send you anything from my parents' basement. Look.
I've been trying to figure out what to do with my CDs. What do you got in there? What type of CDs you got? Probably a bunch of REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, I got CDs right here. I got a fucking load of CDs right here.
How many? What's the blackest CD in your house, Peter?
Ooh, this is not a good one to pull for the blackest. Let's see.
I know you got some Darius Rucker.
How about that? That black enough for you?
Oh, let's go. Wynn Marsalis? Let's go. Wow.
Is that
black as fuck? Sort of.
Yeah, honestly, that's the only thing. Everything else in here is fucking wild and white as hell. Look at the Carole King tapestry, Shrek, the musical from the original motion picture, Princess Diaries original soundtrack. Ooh, Lizzie McGuire movie?
Wow.
Send me that.
That's actually pretty
Toy
black.
Toy Story 2.
Yeah, it is kind of black. It's got Perfect Day, right?
The Hanukkah song, the Hanukkah story.
Wow.
Kyrie would have you believe. Wind. That's as black as it gets.
Yeah. Not cool if you still have, oh, there you go. That's the winner.
Hey, put the CDs down. Benner's back.
I have, now that we talked about the blackest thing Peter owns, let's talk about the whitest thing I own.
Oh my God, guys, I know what it is now.
Oh my God, you got it.
I got my Jan Sixers basketball jersey.
Did you get jail embroidered on the back?
Guys, It has no reason to be this fucking hard. Look how good it looks.
Wow, I didn't realize the Capitol was huge at the bottom.
Have you worn
the
Capitol
on fire and an upside down American flag patch on it? Wow. It's incredible.
It's a patch?
Well, how do you?
Yeah.
Jesus. Where are you going to wear it to?
Oh, I'm never wearing
it.
You
gotta wear it to a Clippers game.
Maybe if I wear it, I think I might get. I might have to fight my way out of the Staples Center if I wear it.
He said he's going to wear it when he plays me in the dab game.
That's true. I did say that. I wanted you to get one so we could both wear them.
Oh, can I? Do they have a home jersey?
No. It was also like a limited drop. I don't think they. I don't think they're on sale anymore.
Nancy Pelosi for Golden State Warriors.
Just Nancy Pelosi, like misidentifying her daughter as like her as her sister from 1942.
No, it's a Golden State Warriors jersey with Pelosi on the back, and then it's got like the African trim on it.
Oh, kente cloth on the sides. Yeah.
African kente cloth, Chase Center, and it has to say Chase Center on it too.
And it has to be
not affiliated with banks and credit card companies. It's not a real authentic Pelosi jersey.
We can have this made, probably. Speaking of merch, by the way, I know we're just straight up talking about merch for 10 minutes at this point, but the LeBron BART is underway.
Whoa.
That's funny. Yeah. LeBron is crazy. It is crazy if you almost score as many points as your age when you are 39 years old. I know that, like, and I will say, like, this is probably the bigger point that we want to talk about with the West, but shout out to the Lakers having everybody fooled that, like, them being good for 2.5 months mattered at all last year. They are so fucking mid. And that dude still has to just carry them as this old, dilapidated basketball genius. It's crazy. Crazy.
It is crazy. People are talking about the Lakers as if they are really good right now. And I think they're like, what? They're like 8-5 or something.
Listen, better than, what was their start last year? You know how these guys do.
4-50. You win. What?
Guys, on today's episode, I thought, you know, it is Thanksgiving week. I thought maybe we could just go around and each say something that we're thankful for from the NBA right now.
Love it.
Peter, what do you got?
Well, obviously this is going to be Cleveland Cavaliers focused. So I'll start here. I'm thankful for Donovan Mitchell's hamstring injury right now. I went to the Cavs game. I'm in Cleveland. I saw a Donovan Mitchell-less and Caris LeVert-less Cavaliers absolutely wax from whistle to buzzer the world champion Denver Nuggets. I mean, just absolutely smoke the shit out of them. And I know they're missing Jamal Murray. They have some people hurt. But I will say right now, it has affirmed my belief that the Cavs absolutely should deal Donovan Mitchell before the deadline this year. And they will be a better team in the immediate and in the future if they deal him. So I'm grateful to have seen that to really believe it as much as I kind of was thinking about it. He is still the best Cav other than LeBron James to put on a uniform in this century. But he is not the right fit for this team. And he also just totally holds back Darius and Evan's engagement and growth and chemistry when he's on the floor. They just don't play as well and don't look as good of a team as when he's just kind of pulling up for his long-ass threes. So I'm grateful to have seen that, but I want him out of here because also they can get more for him now than when he doesn't sign with them this summer and they have to trade him on an expiring in 15 months from now. So who
takes him? Where is he going?
He can go wherever, man. I don't care. I don't actually like – it's not actually about getting That's not my concern. That's for you guys to discuss and tell me. Like, I don't even want a lot of stuff back for him. I just want him off the team because I do feel like, well, let's be realistic. What is the best thing that can happen in the Cavs this year? Probably conference semifinals if it goes really well, and like getting losing in five to the Sixers or the Heat or the Celtics. That's the best case scenario. He's 27. Mobley, Garland are 23 and 21 respectively. Amani Bates, who's fucking 19 years old, is more on their timeline to actually get to the pinnacle of the Eastern Conference than Donovan Mitchell is. So, I just don't, I mean, that doesn't mean I'm not going to appreciate him or the team, but he is kind of, to me, the personification of a superstar who has your team stuck in the middle, even if it's the highest.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Part of the middle possible.
Okay, so what, you trade him for a forward? What, like Brooklyn or something?
You think it Brooklyn? Like Peter's saying he thinks the Cavs should just straight up cut Donovan Mitchell. Peter doesn't want anything in return for Donovan Mitchell.
I'll take any two wings from Brooklyn. To your point, Jamal, I'll take any two wings they want to part with. They're a team of wings. They're like the Mighty Ducks. They're just constantly just rolling a flying V of wings. Yeah, I don't care. A pick, a couple players, whatever it is. I just don't think, and I think he's trying hard. I think he's a good dude. I just think they just play better. The chemistry is just smoother. Garland's more engaged. Mobley's more engaged. And I don't feel, my brother's all pissy at me too. He's like, how can you say this? I'm like, maybe he can resign. It's like, no, he's not going to resign. And I'm also not happy about saying this either. This doesn't like make me feel good to be like, I'm a contrarian Cavs fan who thinks this. But, like, they should fucking trade his ass.
Do you think the Nets would give a part with Mikal Bridges for Donovan Mitchell?
I would throw in a fucking another player if they would give us Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges on the Cavs, I would say, if you swap Mikal Bridges and Donovan Mitchell right now, Eastern Conference Finals, much more viably than with the team they have right now. Right, you could have Mikal Bridges guarding Jason Tatum. And you can have Darius Garland running around and Mobley doing Mobley things, both inside and outside. Oh, dude, I would lose it. You could cut my pinky toe off right now if you told me that, like, right now they would trade Donovan Mitchell for Mikal Bridges. Absolutely.
Okay, so we got Mikal Bridges, Donovan Mitchell in the trade machine. We're going to need another Nets player in order to make the salaries match up. I was going to throw in Cam Johnson, but apparently he's not eligible to be traded right now. What do you think of
anybody?
Think about, anybody wait a minute. Now, I got another one for you. What do you think about Indiana? Buddy Hield kind of sucks.
Buddy Hield, like, at least doesn't. They're kind of like a similar mold, but at least Buddy just sits there and shoots and doesn't kind of eat the ball up. He'd be a better fit next to Garland, I think.
Yeah.
All right. This is going to make, I think, Cleveland fans happy. Buddy Hield and TJ McConnell for Donovan Mitchell. What do you think about that?
I like it, except we already have a backup point guard who's fucking incredible, who scored like 18 points.
Two first-round picks. Two first-round picks in Buddy Hield, huh?
You need another player from Indiana to make that money work. I picked TJ McConnell because I figured, just like Philadelphia fans, they all need one dumb white guy to root for. And I thought maybe Cleveland would love TJ McConnell.
Representing Cleveland, I would rather have Nemhard. I'd rather have Nemhard than
McConnell. Oh yeah, well, they wouldn't part with him.
They probably wouldn't do that, right? But maybe they would. Maybe they would.
Craig Porter Jr. is this random ass dude who played, I think, a year at Wichita State. He's like maybe 5'9", and he's been our backup point guard because Rubio's out and Ty Jerome's been out. Undrafted rookie. Scored 18 points against the Nuggets. Smallest dude on the floor. Had like 4 rebounds, a block, 2 steals. Just this dude who, like, I think his senior year at Wichita State, he averaged like 9 rebounds or something a game. So when you say TJ McConnell, I'll take him. But I just want to shout out Craig Porter Jr. For any of you League Pass heads out there, keep an eye out for him. He's super fun, and he's getting a lot of run right now because they have absolutely no point guards. And it's fun. He seems like a sweet-ass pickup. So, I'm grateful for you guys letting me come on here and just run about the Cavs for, like, a good 6 minutes. Very, very grateful.
I mean, you've got a majority stock. We had no choice.
Craig Porter Jr. also kind of looks like he's, like, he has, like, 4 lines in an early 2000s, like, teen rom-com. Like, he's, like, Freddie Prinze Jr.'s, like, best friend.
I meant to say, he's like the goofy guy in Woodshop and, like, Can't Hardly Wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got, like, excuse me, teacher, Banana should Republic. My duck look like this?
Yeah, and it just looks like a fucking penis.
Peter, I'm wondering if you're thankful also that you get to see Nikola Jokic in person.
You know what? It was awesome to see him in person. He had a bad game because he was a salty little bitch and picked up 5 fouls halfway through the third quarter, mostly out of spite. It was great to see him. It was fun to see him in person. He's as sloppy and goofy and smooth in person as I thought. And honestly, Michael Porter Jr. had a fucking bomb-ass game. He was just, like, drilling threes all over the place. But Denver's kind of like,
and also, you know, wearing the jersey that I
should say. Yeah, they let him play underneath.
Yeah. Him and Jonathan Isaacs actually both wear it underneath their warm-ups just every to make them feel warm and supported. You know, the vocal minority, if you will. And I'll say this too, like, the East is actually better than we all thought it was going to be. And the West is not as good as we thought it was going to be. So I am grateful for some continued Eastern dominance, or at least putting up a fight that, you know, the West is, like, not as – we all thought the West was just going to stomp on everyone, but not so much.
Yeah, it is crazy. It is crazy that – okay, I'm going to read you guys the standings, and I don't think the West is going how any of us thought. In the one seed right now – the Timberwolves. In the 2 seed, the Nuggets, which, you know, we thought they would be at the top. Then here's the next 4. The Thunder, the Mavericks, the Kings, and the Lakers. I don't think any of us thought this is how the West was going to shape up so far, right?
Well, not in that order, but those teams I had in.
You had the Thunder, the Mavericks, the Kings, and the Lakers being playoff locks right now over the Warriors, over the Suns, over the Clippers.
Well, nothing's a lock now.
Right. But I'm just saying, you know, games into the season.
Yeah, I figured the Thunder could get like an 8 seed. I figured that, you know, like Mavs and them would be 7 and 8 and the Kings would be 4.
Did you expect the Clippers, Lakers, the Jazz, and the Grizzlies to be completely out of the playoff race right
Hell
now?
Hell no, obviously. I think I had Clippers, Grizzlies, Suns, Warriors. Is that too many teams? Would I have had the Thunder out by my calculations?
Maybe.
We all thought there was going to be 14 playoff teams in the West in the preseason.
There should be.
You know, they should get more 14 West teams in. Why not? Be nice, they Adam should. Silver.
Be nice. They're good.
Yeah.
But actually, they're not. Like, They're actually not.
He should get are. 6. West gets 14.
The Kings. I think the Kings. I would have. I think I was up on the Kings, and I never knew.
Think Sabonis was going to be good. I thought Sabonis was just going to become bad at basketball.
Why?
I don't know, son. Just have a bad playoffs and then just go the way of Nick Anderson.
Fair enough.
I mean, the Thunder is kind of, I think, crazy just because they have such. I haven't been here when we talked about Chet Holmgren, but that dude
is. We've talked much about Chet Holmgren at all, and that is actually a crime on our part because he's been very fun to watch, and the Thunder have been incredible. I think, to watch. They're so much fun. I do want to point out the Timberwolves, the Nuggets, and the Thunder are essentially in a three-way tie for first place. They just the Wolves are 10-3, and Nuggets and Thunder are both 10-4. So it's like it's, I think, even more impressive how good the Thunder have been. They're as good as the Nuggets right now.
It's funny how some things like don't matter or carry over. And we were definitely on the list of people who were making fun of Carl Anthony Towns saying they gave the Nuggets the hardest time in the playoffs last year. But that really does feel like it carried over.
We have been made a fool by Carl Anthony Towns. Turns out he was right.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. That's crazy.
Jamel, I want to ask you, in this time of thankfulness, what are you most thankful for so far?
I'm thankful that I'm thankful Kelly Oubre got hit by that car. I mean, it's just, we got to talk about something, right? So thank you to whoever hit that man with that car. I'm also thankful for Russ. Just, come on, man. Last week, he was handing out turkeys dressed like Sugar Free in prison. I love that man. He decided to go to the bench because, you know, James was starting to play weird music in the locker room.
LA team deserves Russell Westbrook, who is still somehow, I think when used correctly, proven to be a useful NBA asset in 2023.
He's still very good. Yeah. I do love the story of like Russell Westbrook requesting to go to the bench is kind of feels like when like an executive like is about to like be sued for sexual harassment, so he resigns, and it's like, well, the board made you resign, you know, like
yeah. It was an interesting kind of report. I'm like, did Russ? He's like, look, I'll go to the bench, but y'all got to say it was my idea.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. Good, whatever, man. How many have the Clippers played since they beat Houston?
Think so?
I'm not sure. Now I have to look at it.
What was that, 3 days ago?
Oh, yeah, they beat the Spurs by a million.
Yeah.
Okay, see? Hey, stringing a couple together. I mean, getting to play the Spurs is what good timing, for sure.
They are the fucking San Antonio Barnum and Baileys, basically.
I mean, bro, they get the Spurs again tomorrow. And then they get the Pelicans and the Mavs. Wow, their stretch. Oh my god, their stretch after the Spurs game is Pelicans, Mavs, Nuggets, Kings, Warriors, and then you get the Blazers, and then you get the Kings and the Warriors and the Knicks and the Pacers.
December is fucked. I did get confirmation that the Pelicans all hate each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Names, give us sources. Come on, Peter, tell us.
That's it. That's enough. Don't they play like they fucking hate each other?
I mean, when CJ punctured his lung, I stopped watching him.
Did you see who punctured his lung?
Oh, that was a teammate? Yeah, wait.
I do think Brandon Ingram naturally just does not like anybody like on Earth.
Resting so I'm not Hooper surprised face. By that. He's got resting, yeah. Just resting face.
He is resting then, face.
I think resting the only person that Zion likes is the lady that brings him gumbo at the diner every night.
But he's still playing. I'm just happy he's still on the floor. Doesn't it seem like by this point he should have been shut down for a non-contact injury?
Yeah, but he looks too much like Jokic with his bounce right now. Like, his bounce is, like, basically gone.
I've seen him throw down a few windmill dunks this season.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the same oomph as it did.
He's not, like, jumping through the floor. Like, well, that's, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He got hurt a couple times. Jumping hard.
You know, I've watched a few games. I was, like, high on them early and thinking, like, they're going to get it together. Now, at this point, I'm just like, CJ's gone. They're at 500. I'm not sure. They're 4-6 in their last 10. I'm not sure how good they actually are. Maybe I was wrong. But I literally have had the opposite thought, Peter, where I've, like, been watching me, like, it's crazy that Zion still has this bounce, even, like, as big as he is and as many times as he's been injured.
As many times as he has gotten sucked off. Can you imagine?
Wait, so why are you thankful for Kelly Oubre getting hit by that car, Jamal?
He said it. He gave us something to talk about. Yeah.
He gave us something to talk about, man. We love news.
Benner, can I guess what you're thankful for?
Yeah, go for it.
The Ewing theory / Mbutu love fest that's happening with your Philadelphia Sixers right now with the absence of Doc Rivers and James Harden.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Absolutely, Peter. I am thankful. Mr. Coaches don't matter. Mr. I think coaches are mostly bad and don't offer anything to teams. I think that Nick Nurse is a huge reason for why the 76ers are in an essential tie for the first seed right now at 10-3. The spacing has, and look, I don't mean to tell me if I'm being too lofty here. The spacing and the new offense and the motion has made Embiid Jokic-like in his passing, and the offense running through him and giving him, like, Doc Rivers. His entire idea was, like, just let James Harden and Joel Embiid touch the ball and everyone else stand still and don't do anything. And they're playing in a very, like, crowded space, like, within, like, at just at the top of the 3-point line or with just, like, at the top of the paint. And it just was this crowded fucking, it just made it easy for Embiid to be doubled. It removed passing lanes for him. Now the offense is spread out with a bunch of motion, and Joel Embiid is averaging the most assists for his career so far to start the season, and he looks like a passing wizard, which is, I think, something that every Sixers fan has hoped for.
Did you say he's wizard passing?
I think he's wizard passing, yeah.
His pronouns are abracadabra.
Okay. All right. I did open the door for some stuff to take place.
I need to write down his pronouns are abracadabra because that's the title of the episode.
Yeah. Hey, Nick Nerd, though, our boy.
I'm thankful for Nick Nerd. As much as I kind of think I would hate him if I knew him, as much as I think he's kind of annoying, he, in his own way, is as annoying as Doc Rivers is, because he, you know, opens every practice with a acoustic guitar jam sesh. And
Nick Nurse is the guy at every party who refuses to sit on the couch because he can squat for a really long time. So he just, like, squats down next to the couch to tell a story, just to kind of show off how nice his knees are.
Yep.
What party was this? Who was that guy?
Oh, that's Ross for sure, right?
Yeah, it's gotta be Ross.
Peter was thinking of Ross.
100%.
Yeah.
Shout out Ross. Doubt you'll ever listen to this.
Yeah. I'm happy for you, Banner, because your team is not annoying to watch for the first time in years.
They're fun, right? It's not hard to watch them anymore.
I'm watching them tonight. Our teams are going up in the IST tonight.
Oh, hell yeah.
The IST.
You can basically knock us out of the IST tonight if you want.
The in-season tournament standings right now, I think the Sixers are the number 2 seed in the East, right?
I think the Pacers are the top of our I don't know why we're not just doing
Pacers divisions. Are 2-0, Sixers are 2-1, Cavs are 1-1. You guys need to win tonight, essentially.
Yeah, it's a must win for us.
I, like your brother, literally don't give a shit about the IST. I don't see how it matters. So if it's going to mean something to you, Peter, I hope the Cavs win.
I appreciate it. And I also will not hold it against you. If the Sixers are in the semifinals of the IST and you catch yourself up in the moment, just having a good time and some single elimination basketball with your team, like, I just think it's going to be cool. I think it's going to be cool.
I mean, I watch basketball every day. So it's like I'm watching these games. So, of course, I'm going to be happy if the Sixers win. I just don't – like, I just wish there was something more to the fucking thing than everybody gets $500,000.
We should do a parade. Let's do a parade, yo.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
In-season parade? Amid?
Should we do an Airbuds parade in L.A. for whatever team wins?
ISP, yeah, the Airbuds in-season parade. It's happening.
That's it.
Is that that our holiday party this year?
Yeah, that's we'll do great. It at the
in-season tournament parade.
In-season tournament parade. We'll do it at I'll talk to you, Benner. We'll do it.
We'll march from
the perfect fucking the Duncan jersey for March. That's
on Glendale down to TG.
Yeah. Benner suggesting a march at a time like this.
Yeah. Your fucking Jan 6 jersey.
Holy moly.
Also thankful for Tyrese Maxey. He's becoming great. I think everyone was hoping he could become. And I don't know if I was convinced he had it in him. But, man,
you guys don't have to trade for fucking anybody. You could make the finals. Like, legit. I never thought you could actually make the finals. You could legit make the finals.
I thought they could make it last year, but that's because I'm stupid.
No, you're not stupid.
Shout out to me also. I still believe that the best thing for the Sixers would have been somehow making James Harden happy and have him buy in to a system. And that's, we're learning now, and that'll never happen. You can't account for human emotion. You can't account for James Harden, and his broken brain. But if you could somehow convince him, hey man, like just do what Nick Nurse says, I think that would put this team way over the top. But that can never happen, right?
Nah, I also like to say I'm thankful for when the Wizards play a playoff team, because that is the only time like Jordan Poole will try. But he will try hard, and he will get himself traded. And I thank him, and I'm thankful.
All right, I have to go read to my children.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah, it's pretty weak.
Let's wrap it up. Guys, let me just say, I'm thankful for you too. Love you guys so much.
I'm thankful for you too, motherfucker.
Oh my gosh, wait. Why'd you bury the lead?
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.